The education regarding chills is not handled well in this country. We're ignorant of the true rules. And when the event appears, we're left unequipped. It is time, of course. Is it the same where you are? It's necessary to arrive a little before it does. You see what I'm saying? Just a tiny little bit ahead. You know the story of the flea in the drawer? Yes, of course. And how true it is, don't you think? Thank you.
Joe McNeely, leading the Royal Scottish National Orchestra. As Joe walks out from Sunset Boulevard, as originally scored by Franz Waxman, here on Deep Threes. Peter DePhillips began our set by raising Hope Across the Pond. From his concept album that is an homage to his Irish heritage, The Great Famine. Then Lauki took us to 69 degrees 54 minutes south, 135 degrees 12 minutes east. A location on the coast of Wilkes Land, in eastern Antarctica, on the southern Indian Ocean. That left Catherine de Bond, the Montreal producer known as Ilong Ilong, in a superposition for her Phantasmagories. Hole departed for Naugat, courtesy of UN, and welcomed the return of Dalby and Marco during The Last Days on Mars, as scored by Max Richter for the original motion picture soundtrack. We imagined The Dance of the Lilies from the Robert Redford movie All Is Lost, and the soundtrack by Alexander Ebert. And the cellist Maya Beiser of Bang on a Can lamented about a far-off country for her 2007 solo effort, Almost Human. The name of the show is Deep Threes. My name is Jay. I leave you for this hour with Astral Winds, Solar Reveries, and Interstellar Tensions. From You is Greater Than L by Kasheki. You can always check out playlists and show archives on the web at www.d3s.fm. Until next time, thanks for listening.
Thank you for listening to CJSF 90.1 FM, broadcasting to you live from Burnaby Mountain.
This is Bird Note. Male birds give it their all to get a female's attention during the breeding season. Some males sing, and some build intricate nests. But then, there's the magnificent frigate bird. Magnificent frigate birds are huge, gangly seabirds found around the warm waters of the southern U.S. and all the way down to Brazil. They often nest in large colonies, building nests out of sticks in the trees and shrubs. When it comes time to mate, the jet black males perch in groups of up to 30 at a time. Displaying side by side, each male inflates the skin of his bright red throat pouch, which swells into an immense elongated heart shape below his long, slender beak. Then the male rattles his bill, drumming it briskly against the huge red balloon of his pouch. The result is a crazy, jazzy mix of drums and clicks. As they drum, the males also wave their heads, quiver their wings, and screech a bit. And then they really step it up when a female glides overhead. When a suitably impressed female lands beside a male, the two will shake their heads in rhythm, clack their bills together, and intertwine their necks. A perfect ending. But just the start of raising a family. For Bird Note, I'm Mary McCann.